Today, as we enter into this first conversation that is all about deciding for cash now, we want to begin by inviting you to recognize that cash is what you have already, and you can have more of it, and you can have more of it now. So, we start with this very basic metaphysical concept. It's not really a concept, it's just literally how things work. And it is not just applying to the idea of cash as a form of abundance manifesting for you, but to literally everything you have. You're sitting in the middle of a manifesting reality. Your body's at the center of this. Surrounding you is your ambient environment, and that includes the cash, dollars, pounds, or euro that you have in your possession. And this is an ongoing manifesting. You don't have $20 sitting in your wallet that you manifested yesterday. There is now a $20 bill in your wallet manifesting its presence there. It's only present, however, when you're observing it. The idea of it is what is in your wallet if you're not looking inside. You already have it as an idea in your mind with the powerful, nearly unimpeachable expectation that when you look inside your wallet, there will be a $20 bill. You likely have a backstory that says, oh yes, well, I got out three 20s from the ATM yesterday. I spent two of them doing this, that, and the other, and I have one left. That is what is in my wallet. Everything we're talking about here is not an observation of physical reality. We're talking about how manifesting works. You don't ever, you cannot literally manifest something you don't have already. And that includes cash. Everything that's happening here, of course, everything that's happening here is very much happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. Everything. So you're here in the middle of all of this. Things that are happening for you are very much happening on your behalf and to your benefit. They're rising up to meet you. And today being the day, again, of your great good, and now being the time and here being the place where all of this is happening, all is well. So today we invite you to notice that as good as this is, where you're sitting right now, as good as this is and as powerful as this is, it's only getting better. And that right there, that statement right there is really sitting at the center of what we're discussing here. You have at your disposal, not because you need it, but at your disposal, you have right now the ability, the capacity, and the desire to have more of what it is that you're wanting. You are not bound by anything. You are not limited by anything. It's simply a matter of deciding for what you want. Now, when we say deciding, it implies some sort of specificity. And a specific, the only specificity that this needs to have is you have a desire to have cash. Cash is what you are capable of spending. Cash is what is rising up to meet you. Cash is the form that abundance takes. It's not the only one, but it's the primary one. When we use the word cash, we're not talking necessarily about currency notes. We're talking about what you are capable of having. We distinguish that from money, because money is something that we consider to be an abstract concept. Money is something you think about. It's something you worry about. It's something you remember. It's something you hope to have more of. Cash is what you actually have. using those terms, you cannot, have not, will not, never have, it won't happen, it never will happen. You cannot manifest money. It's not possible. You can't make money. Money is an abstract concept. It's the form that cash takes when you need to take it over to the side and play with it so that you can figure out what you're going to do with it. Now, you don't ever have to do this. You just do it because you have a belief that it's necessary. In all the things that we're saying here, we're lining up these ideas to present you with the very specific notion: you're manifesting cash now. You have it now. You're manifesting it now. The contrast that may be very well arising within you with the opinions, the bunches and bunches and bunches of opinions that may be rising up that say, yeah, but I have all these other things that I can point to and say, no, no, that's not what's happening here at all. I have to work for this. The money that I've made is the only money that I have. It can't just come out of nowhere. And we're here to say, you can believe that all you want to. The proof of your actual existence says otherwise. The actual things that are happening right at this red hot minute, you don't have any money at all. You have plenty of cash, though, in this moment. Everything we're saying here is to open your, it's an invitation. You don't have to follow it, but it is an invitation to open your mind to the idea that you're in this right place at this right time, in this right way. That everything that is happening here is indeed happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit, and that all is well. Right now, not later, not before, but right now. If you are waiting to get money before you decide for something, if you're waiting to get money to prove that you're right, you're going to be waiting a really long time. Today is the day of your great good. And now is the time where all of this is happening, and it's all happening for you. This is all happening in the present moment. You're not going to make money. You're not going to get money. You can't lose money. You're manifesting cash. And if you think about these things in the present moment, you'll see what we're talking about. It's right in front of you. You have plenty right now at this red hot minute. If you're trying to get more because you're afraid of a lack that will come if you do not have what you want, you're trying to figure out how to do something that achieves nothing to deal with a situation that doesn't exist. It's just a lot of abstract constructs. All of this stuff we just mentioned, I need to make more money because I've got a bill that's going to be due that I've got to pay, and if I don't pay it, I'm going to get in trouble. Abstract, 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 abstract. It's abstract because it's in the future. It's abstract because it isn't real. And you may have proof in the past that says, oh yeah, I'm going to be majorly fucked if I do not have this handled. And that, again, is not true either. It's abstract, abstract, abstract. You'll hear us say this word a lot through the series. The abstract is like, it's like a room that you can go into where nothing actually ever happens. You can just ruminate about thoughts. Remember that in manifesting, which is breathing in and out, running water, electricity, it's everything. It's not a special one thing only gift that you've developed over it to the side that makes you magical. It's how everything exists. You're manifesting everything in this hologram, in this holographic universe that is surrounding you right at this moment. You're manifesting this. Everything that is present in your physical reality is present because it's a feel better for you. It may be bringing contrast that helps you have more of what you're wanting, and you may not like, because like and feel better are not the same thing. You may not like what is happening. You may not like what you have. But everything manifesting is a feel better. You can't manifest something that feels worse. You cannot manifest money in order to pay a bill that you're afraid you will not be able to pay. But this is not difficult. It's a matter of deciding for what you desire and allowing it to happen. And the primary act of deciding is to cut away that which is abstract and focus on what you have. And that sounds much more complicated than it is. We just mean be willing to allow yourself to have what it is that you actually desire instead of spending time in an abstract state contemplating things that you have actually no access to. They're in that room, that abstract room, where you may spend a lot of time. And by the way, the things that are also in that abstract room are things like hope and faith and trust. Because hope and faith and trust are an attempt to grab something in the future that you hope will happen, that you trust will happen, that you have faith will happen. They sound really good, and we understand it's the basis for an awful lot of New Age teachings. We're very clear about that. But we want to be quite clear that we don't recommend you faithfully or trustfully or confidently move forward or hopefully. We recommend you knowingly, that you stand in the knowing, the deciding for the cash you desire, and you do so now. You're not going to do this perfectly. You may not even do it very well at all. But in this series of conversations, you will have an opportunity, should you wish to take it, to recognize that the way you have been treating your physical reality has been essentially as something that is attacking you. It's quite likely you're aware of that in some way, shape, or form already. But here in this series, we really do invite you to decide for cash now and not wait until conditions should show you that it's okay to relax. Relax now. Decide now. Be present now with what you have. Again, you're not going to do this all the time. You may rarely do it, in fact. But this is what we would call, and it sounds very odd when we're going to say it this way, this is what we would call a little willingness. Your willingness to allow things to happen is a decision. That's you deciding for something. I'm going to decide for my good. I'm going to decide for that which I have a desire that I feel better in the having of, like that. Deciding for cash now is actually not a momentous amount of energy. It's, in fact, mostly falling back and just not getting in your own way. Not using abstract thoughts to delude yourself into doing things like worry or fear or fret. But instead, deciding that things are working out because they are working out. Everyone everywhere is helping you because they are indeed helping you. And instead of saying other things like, that person doesn't want me to have what I want, which isn't true. Go ahead and say, that person does want me to have what I want. I don't know how, and I don't know why, and I don't know what it even looks like. But I do know it's the case because they could not be here if that was not the case. This is a knowing. And the knowing generates evidence. Hope attempts to generate evidence in advance of the knowing. But knowing, deciding for, as you understand what thoughts actually do, thoughts support themselves. Thoughts bring their own evidence with them. When you sit on a thought and you decide for it and you have it, what you have that follows is the evidence that you're right. So if you say that person is not helping me, you will get evidence that you're right. So evidence that you have of anything, mental evidence, physical evidence, doesn't matter what it is. That's not something we would hang our hat on ever unless it feels better. And so the entire idea of you take the good, you take the bad, and those are the facts of life, and that's just how you have to do it. This is not true at all. Because the good and the bad, they're neither. They just are what they are. You get to decide what it means. And whatever you decide it means, you will be proven right. You're manifesting your reality. You're not objectively observing anything. You can't. It's impossible. Your very act of looking at something changes it. Everything we've been saying here today is just basic metaphysics. These are not new words. There's nothing leading edge. Well, there is one leading edge aspect of this. We'll get to that in a moment. But in what we're saying here, there's nothing really leading edge about any of this. If you have any interest in metaphysics at all, you've likely heard these things in lots and lots of different ways. What is leading edge is that we're inviting you to decide for it now and not wait for further evidence to show up to convince you that you're right or we're right or that anyone is right. You decide for what is true and real, and you will be proven right. That's what thoughts do. Now, we've offered this before, but we're going to offer again today here a manifesting process specifically that is centered around manifesting cash. You do not have to know how much you want. You don't have to know anything about it, really. All you need to know is what feels better. And we don't mean that thing out there that feels better, but rather a thought that feels better, any thought that feels better. But even that you don't have to be quite prepared for, because the process itself will help you with that. Any process we offer, as usual, we like to say, is simply a template. It is not the way to do anything. It is a way. If you want to participate, we invite you to do so. If you want to sit back and observe and see what we're doing and then decide for what you're going to use later, we feel free to do that. We invite you to take what it is that works for you in these processes and then discard what does not. There's no benefit at all to doing something just because some random ghost comes around and says, hey, you want to do this? If you do want to do it, do it. If you don't, step back. Either way, it's exactly right. So with that, and without any further ado, we'll begin the process by saying these following words. We invite you to take a deep breath and to find a chair in which to sit. As you take another deep breath, we invite you to notice that the chair is holding you. It's supporting you. And you're sitting in a room right now where you are that is perfect in all of its many forms. And as you take another deep breath, we invite you to conjure up a second version of yourself who will guide you through this process. If we were in your shoes, we would conjure up such a version by saying words like these. There's a version of me right now here with me who knows what this process is, understands how it works, and is keenly aware of how this process is benefiting me right now. And in the amount of time it took to think or to say those words, there's now with you a second version, your guide, who is here helping you in the unfolding of this very delicious process. And as you take another deep breath, we invite you to imagine that there is a table in front of you, and that on that table, there is the symbolic representation of cash, dollars, pounds, euro, whatever currency is right for you. Allow yourself to have whatever this is that has risen up to present itself. As you take another deep breath, we invite you to take that symbol and to begin to imagine that you're moving into your physical experience as an ongoing, continuing, manifesting. And that in this ongoing, continuing manifesting, you are using, having more of, delighting in this cash, whatever it looks like, whatever it means to you. You may see yourself spending it. You may see yourself investing it. You may see yourself playing with it. You may see yourself setting it aside. You may see yourself giving it to someone else. You may not be able to see these things, but you may be aware of the fact that these things have happened as a memory. You might also hear someone telling you how very wonderful it is that you have had this experience and are having this ongoing experience with this manifesting cash you are now intending. If you can, notice what you see, notice what you hear, notice what you might touch, holding currency notes in your hand, tapping onto screens or swiping on a device, taking a card from your wallet and handing it to someone and saying, yes, I'll pay for that, thank you. Writing your signature to sign for the receipt of what you have just paid for. Taking those packages you have gathered together as a result of spending the cash. Enjoying the conviviality of spending time with another person where you are footing the bill or being carried there and having the bill footed for you. See yourself in the having of cash manifesting. The channel of this good matters not. The having, the moving about, the physical part. This is what we invite you to notice. And the feeling, there is a feeling here that feels better. Notice that you're still sitting in your chair. That second version, your guide is sitting next to you. And as you take another deep breath, now with some of these thoughts in mind, and with the expansive feeling, the feel better, whatever it is, relief, delight, wonder, it doesn't matter. It does not have to be an exalted feeling, just something that feels better about the having of the cash that you're using, you're enjoying, you're spending, you're investing, you're giving away, whatever you're doing with it. Feel the feeling of it and let it rise up. Feeling will rise and rise and rise, expanding, evolving. And as you reach that point where the feeling begins to peak and it crests, and then it begins to fall. Know that now you're handing over your desire to the universe of your thoughts to deliver to you in form at the right time, in the right way, at the right moment, right now. But if you feel as though you have not done enough work, you can certainly take half an orange and begin to squeeze it to get all the juicy goodness of this process, every bit of it, all the juice, all the pulp, everything, squeezing, 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 finding every bit of that really delightful feeling that feels better, until all you're left with is the skin of the orange. And now you're done. You have done your job. You have given instruction to the universe of your thoughts. And it is now time to step back, fall back, open up, and allow. And that just simply means going on your merry way from here. As you take another deep breath, we invite you to remember that once again, you are sitting in your chair. Your guide, your second version, is sitting next to you. You're in this room, present. And as you open your eyes, we invite you to come back fully into this room, knowing that what you have done here is now beginning at this very moment to take shape and take form. It is not your job, nor is it your task to take any action here, unless it feels better, unless it rises up to meet you. But as you breathe in and breathe out, and you notice that, again, you are in this right place at this right time and in this right way, and that everything here is happening for you, on your behalf and to your benefit, feel the feeling of the having of this, for it is done. You are deciding for the having. And as good as this is, and as wonderful as this is, and as amazing as this is, it's only getting better and better and better from here.